Angel Families, Joe Biden's DHS Secretary Mayorkas Should Resign. By John Binder on March 24, 2021. Angel Families, the surviving relatives of Americans killed by illegal aliens. Say Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' response to a question about crime victims warrants his resignation. Mayorkas, as Breitbart News reported last week, was asked by Representative Kat Kamick, RFL, about illegal alien crime victims in the case of Amber Scott, a 19-year-old high school cheerleader who was kidnapped at knife point in 2006 by 25-year-old illegal alien Pedro Martinez. How many more Ambers have to be kidnapped across America before you will take action? Kamick asked Mayorkas, to which he responded, Congresswoman, I find that question to be extraordinarily disrespectful. Disrespectful not only to me, but disrespectful to the men and women of Homeland Security and to all the frontline personnel throughout this country who dedicate themselves to the safety and security of the American people. Emphasis added. Now, in a statement, Angel parents Don Rosenberg and Maureen Maloney with Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime, AVIAC, wrote in a letter to Mayorkas asking for his resignation. Rosenberg's son, 25-year-old Drew Rosenberg, was killed by an illegal alien in 2010 in California. Maloney's son, 23-year-old son Matthew Denise, was killed in August 2011 by an illegal alien who ran over him while drunk driving without a license. Congresswoman Kamick was not referring to the men and women of DHS. She was referencing you, President Biden, and all of the Democrats who have ignored our laws and protected illegal aliens even after they had committed additional crimes for decades, the Angel parents wrote. Secretary Mayorkas, many of the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security risk their lives every day doing their jobs. You risk the American people's lives every day by not doing yours. You owe Congresswoman Kamick an apology. You owe the American people your resignation. Americans often become the victims of crimes committed by illegal aliens. Last year, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement's, ICE, Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Voice, received about 700 calls from Americans, the victims of illegal alien crimes, and Angel Families inquiring about cases. Despite the risk to Americans, President Joe Biden has gutted Interior Immigration Enforcement by preventing ICE agents from arresting or deporting illegal aliens who have not been recently convicted of an aggravated felony, are known gang members, or are terrorists. The sanctuary country policy has meant criminal illegal aliens are being released from state prisons because ICE agents, under the Biden guidelines, are unable to take them into custody. In Florida, one of three states suing Biden over the sanctuary country policy, illegal aliens convicted of burglary, cocaine trafficking, grand theft auto, heroin trafficking, credit card fraud, and money laundering are being released into American communities after serving time rather than being detained and deported by ICE. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.